Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, 21st of January, Pope Francis urges participants at the World Economic Forum to place integral human development first. Activists are concerned for a conservationist who has gone missing in Mexico. And the Vatican announces that Pope Francis will be travelling to the Italian city of Bari for a conference dedicated to the Mediterranean as a frontier of peace. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo. United States President Donald Trump has condemned climate change activists as prophets of doom and warned that America First would defend its economy. He spoke at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where sustainability and the future of capitalism are central themes. As Stefan Boss reports, his comments were rebuked by teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg, who warned of a climate apocalypse without urgent environmental action.
"Act on climate" was written in the snow at the landing zone where US President Donald Trump's Marine One helicopter sat down in Davos. But he soon made clear to those gathered here at this ski resort in the Swiss Alps that he isn't worried about climate change predictions. Trump has been criticized for supporting the fossil fuel industry and withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. But he defended his policies and said America would protect its economy. Referring to climate activists, Trump spoke about what he views as fear-mongering.
"This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse."
Trump's speech was received in virtual silence from the audience, apart from a brief flurry of applause. But that happened when Trump said the U.S. would join a World Economic Forum initiative to plant 1 trillion trees worldwide. He did not directly name the teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg, who was in the audience. The 17-year-old Swedish girl who led a global movement calling for urgent environmental action opened a session titled "Averting a Climate Apocalypse." She said she was outraged that the United States leaves the Paris Climate Agreement. But Thunberg also made clear that others in power even don't live up to the accord's requirement. The Paris Agreement calls for global temperatures to rise as close as possible to 1.5 degrees Celsius, or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, compared to pre-industrial times. That's why Thunberg said she had joined environmental activists to send a special message to those attending the 50th World Economic Forum in Davos.
"We demand at this year's World Economic Forum participants from all companies, banks, institutions and governments immediately halt all investments in fossil fuel exploration and extraction, immediately end all fossil fuel subsidies, and immediately and completely divest from fossil fuels."
And she warned the delegates that her generation would continue to fight for a cooler world. She believes that's needed, as in her words, "our house is on fire." For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Pope Francis sent a message to the participants of the World Economic Forum in Davos. In it, he reminds the world's public and private sector leaders of their responsibility of placing the human person at the very centre of public policy. The Pope's message was read by Cardinal Peter Turkson, the prefect of the Vatican's Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. Robin Gomes has the details.
The January 21st to 24th annual meeting is marking the World Economic Forum's 50th anniversary. Founded in 1971, the International Organization for Public-Private Cooperation brings together the foremost political, business, cultural and other leaders of society to shape global, regional and industry agendas. Focusing on the theme of the meeting, Stakeholders for a Cohesive and Sustainable World, Pope Francis noted that many of the developments in the economy, labor markets, digital technology, and the environment have benefited humanity, but lamented that they also have had adverse effects and created significant development lacunae. The Pope reminded the World Economic Forum that we are all members of the one human family. This, he pointed out, is the basis of the moral obligation to care for one another and of the principle of placing the human person, rather than the mere pursuit of power or profit, at the very center of public policy. The Holy Father lamented that too often materialistic or utilitarian visions, sometimes hidden, sometimes celebrated, lead to practices and structures motivated largely or even solely by self-interest. This approach, he said, views others as a means to an end and entails a lack of solidarity and charity which lead to real injustice. On the other hand, a truly integral human development can only flourish when all members of the human family are included in and contribute to pursuing the common good. In seeking genuine progress, the Pope urged the World Economic Forum not to forget that to trample upon the dignity of another person is, in fact, to weaken one's own worth. Pope Francis urged that the forum will keep in mind the high moral responsibility each of us has to seek the integral development of all our brothers and sisters, including those of future generations. I'm Robin Gomes.
Turning now to world news. In the Philippines, a small farm in Batangas province is providing a safe haven for pets rescued from an exclusion zone around an active volcano. Taal began spewing clouds of ash on January the 12th, forcing thousands to flee their homes and abandon their pets. Felix Casper, a caretaker at the farm in Nazubugu town, said he and his boss have been taking in stray dogs for years, but since the eruption, they've taken in more than 200 new animals, including goats, cats, rabbits and pigeons. If things in the area go back to normal, then the owners of the dogs will come and claim them. But if the dogs remain unclaimed, then we'll still take good care of them for life, Casper said on Tuesday after accepting a dozen rescued dogs. A butterfly conservationist is missing in the western Mexican state of Michoacán, and activists are becoming increasingly concerned that he might have become one of the country's 60,000 missing people as part of its ongoing 14-year drug war. James Blair's reports.
On January the 13th, Homero Gomez, who runs the Rosario Sanctuary trying to preserve the monarch butterfly, went to a meeting in the village of Soldado. The next morning, he was still texting on his cell phone, but then silence and nothing further. Michoacán's Human Rights Commission has reported Homero's disappearance to the State Attorney General's office, imploring it to investigate as a matter of urgency. Unlike humans, the monarch butterflies freely migrate to and fro in North America. They come to the forests of Michoacán to breed and hibernate. But illegal logging, which is an important part of drug cartel business, is seriously threatening their sanctuaries. The trees in which they cluster in their thousands to maintain their warmth are increasingly being cut down. Their habitat is rapidly disappearing. Michoacán covers vast and often remote areas. It's been badly affected by Mexico's 14-year drug war, which has claimed more than 250,000 lives, with more than 60,000 people permanently vanished. With increasing frequency, clandestine sites for dumping bodies are being unearthed. Colleagues are praying that this fate hasn't befallen 50-year-old Homero, but as time passes and silence pervades, hope is fading. For Vatican News, James Blair's reporting.
In Iraq, police on Tuesday fought running street battles with anti-government demonstrators, firing tear and rubber bullets to try to disperse stone-throwing youths pressing for an overhaul of a political system they see as deeply corrupt. According to medical sources, one protester was killed in Baghdad, while another succumbed to a bullet wound sustained on Monday in Bakuba city. They added that at least 50 demonstrators were wounded. In China, the death toll from a mysterious flu-like virus climbed to 6 on Tuesday, as new cases surged beyond 300 and authorities fretted about the added risk from millions of Chinese travelling for the Lunar New Year holiday. Around the world, airports tightened screening of travellers from China as officials confirmed the coronavirus strain is contagious between humans. Pope Francis will travel to the southern Italian city of Bari next month, where he will address a meeting of bishops from countries bordering the Mediterranean and celebrate Holy Mass. Christopher Wells has more.
A communique released by the Holy See Press Office on Tuesday published the program for the papal visit, which will take place in the morning of Sunday, the 23rd of February. The meeting, organized and promoted by the Italian Bishops' Conference, is entitled Mediterranean Peace Frontier. The event takes place from February 19th through the 23rd and is expected to bring together more than 50 bishops from 19 Mediterranean nations in Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Migration is one of the issues at the heart of the conference, and bishops said the evangelization of young people, unemployment, cultural exchanges, and peacemaking will also be discussed. During his time in Bari, Pope Francis will address the conference and greet participants. He will visit Bari's Basilica of St. Nicholas, where he will venerate the relics of the saint and engage with its community of Dominican fathers. Before departing, Pope Francis will celebrate Holy Mass in the city center. He's expected to be back in the Vatican by 2 p.m. Rome time. I'm Christopher Wells.
And finally, Pope Francis celebrating morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta today, reminding believers that the Lord's gifts are free. Linda Bordoni has more.
To be a Christian, a priest or a bishop is a free gift from the Lord, Pope Francis said during his homily. And holiness consists in guarding this gift, which we received gratuitously and not thanks to our own merits. Reflecting on the responsorial palm and on the first reading of today's liturgy, he recalled the election of David as king of Israel. The reading, the Pope said, tells of how the Lord sends Samuel to anoint as king one of the sons of Jesse of Bethlehem. And he said, that anointment indicates God's choice, just as today it is used to consecrate priests and bishops, and just as we Christians are anointed with oil during baptism. The Pope said the story of David's anointment and of how the Holy Spirit rushed upon him prompts one to reflect and wonder why the Lord chose someone as normal as David, who was not even pious and had seven good brothers who had more merits than him. And yet the Pope pointed out the smallest, the most limited, the one who had no titles, who had not fought the war, was the one to be chosen. This, he said, shows us the gratuitousness of God's choice.
Quando Dio elegge, fa vedere la sua libertà e la gratuità.
He also spoke of how priests and bishops have received their anointment for free and warned against the behaviour of those who seek favours and influences in order to climb the career ladder in the church. Being Christian, being baptised, being ordained priests and bishops is pure gratuitousness, he repeated. You can't buy the Lord's gifts.
I doni del Signore non si comprano.
Let us ask the Lord today, he concluded, to give us the grace to give thanks for the great and beautiful gift he has given us, and to preserve it with faithfulness.
Questa gratuità, questo dono, custodirlo con la nostra fedeltà.
I'm Linda Bordoni.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks go to Joe Mauriello in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.